Hello.
Hi, this is June Opman to get on the conference call.
Yes, this is Olivia.
Okay.
Hello. This is Ed.
Hi, I call. Is this a conference call?
Yeah,
we're all just waiting.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, these are all the masters, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. Well, this is great. This is Brian Wolf. And,
hi, Brian.
Of course, my lovely wife is also on the phone.
Hey, this is Lynette Wolf.
Yep.
Hey, Brian and Lynette.
How are you guys all doing?
How are you?
Lynette.
Hello.
Dana.
Dana, I recognize your voice. Oh, you cutie pie, you. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful.
Good.
Ron will be on in just a couple minutes.
Okay.
Lynette, it's Jane. How you doing?
Ron, now.
Hey,
Ron,
hi.
Ron's
how
on now.
How are you doing? Is Becky there and Peggy?
No, she's driving back. We got the deal.
Oh, congratulations. Yay. That is awesome. Wow, she is so wonderful. She was emailing me and Brian last night. She was so cute.
Oh, I know. I know.
I need this. I need this. I'm like, calm down. Take a deep breath. She did fantastic. Now, that's a good axe deal, the over mortgage pretty house.
I hear Lynette Wolf.
Yeah.
Hi, Ron. How's it
I hear
going?
Brian. How are you guys doing?
We're doing awesome.
We had the most awesome cruise ever.
Yeah, we did.
That was so wonderful. And you know what, Ron? I was just talking to Jane. Becky and Jane just got another deal and another act last night, hot off the press. We were just talking about it.
Cool. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to mute everybody out so we can have a quiet call here. All right, Lynette, are you in?
Yes, and Brian's here too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good, good, good. All right, well, guys, I've got a list to go over here. The purpose of this call is just to prepare you for our upcoming mastermind meeting. And if you're on this call, I hope that's why you're on it. I just got off a cruise with Brian and Lynette and the Connors. And I got to tell you, Lynette made me use muscles I've never used before. On this,
she's the taskmaster. I'm telling you, she kept us going the whole time.
Yeah, she did. But we had a blast. So,
Ron, I just want to say one quick thing. So we have proof. We have video that you did the zip line.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have the proof.
Yeah, and the big part was the rope bridge challenge tour. You should have seen Ron going over those rope bridges.
They were awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not going to tell them about the one I fell off of then, right?
All right. No, that secret will die with us.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, listen, guys, get out pencil and paper in case I say something you want to write down. We got to get going. I don't want this to take long on this call. I got a list I want to go over. And first of all is the hotel. I assume by now that if you've got your hotel reservation made, and I hope it's at the Park Vista by DoubleTree in Gatlinburg. And if you don't, that number is 800-421-7275. 800-421-7275. Please stay there. Don't stay anywhere else. Gatlinburg is full of hotels. Stay with us. Stay in a hotel where we're going to be working at. $119 a night. You won't get a better deal anywhere in October anyway that's worth staying at. This is a big, tall, round tower, and it's a beautiful hotel. I'm going to go over the agenda with you to the best that I've got it so far. I'm still working on it, but I've got a lot of stuff crammed in here. I just want to know what you're in for. Maybe it'll help you get prepared better to come. First of all, I do want you to bring your deals. We are going to have time for the class to share with other class members what's going on in their life and what kind of deals they've done. And, in fact, I'm going to make sure we have plenty of time to do that. So come prepared. If you want to show some overheads, we'll have an Elmo there. That's that thing that broadcasted up there. So all you need is a paper to lay down. You don't have to worry about PowerPoints, any of that stuff. But if you bring it on paper, we can show it. If you bring it on PowerPoint, it's probably more trouble than bringing it on paper, but we could accommodate either way. But bring your deals. Let us see what's going on in your lives. And in fact, we're going to have some awards. So we'll probably give a nice award to the people who bring the deals and let the class vote and who's going to win them, kind of like we did at the convention. Scott will be there the whole time along with the Wolves. And that's important to you because we are allowing you to bring your leads to the class, and we will process them for you just like we do at the boot camp. So see if we can't help you get some deals during this fun time we're going to have together. However, I would make a note here now that we don't bring us a handful, don't bring us a pile. Two or three good leads is all we're going to be able to work with because we've only got 2 days to work together. And we got a full agenda, so time is going to be of the essence. So bring two or three good leads, and the Wilson Scott will sit down with you, and we might be able to make some phone calls, but I'm not promising you we're going to be doing much calling. This is a real short window we got together. But if we got some hot ones, I'm sure they're happy to get on the phone for you. I'm going to have Pat Live there. Pat Live will be there to discuss what goes on behind the scenes and what issues they have with customers, and make us some good suggestions on how to use their services best. And also, we're going to have the Yellow Letter Company there doing the same thing. And in fact, they have a PowerPoint presentation that they've created, and these guys know what they're doing. They have been mailing for 10 years now. They're in the direct mail business. They mail millions of pieces, and they happen to be our students. So, in fact, we met them at a boot camp in, I think it was Baltimore, wasn't it, Lynette?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was Baltimore.
And we're very impressed with these guys. They really have
it. So am I, yeah. They've been doing a great job, and they mail our letters for us here as well. So he's got some things that he'd like to show you, and we're also going to be talking about your yellow letter results. So you might want to make a note to take time, and let's bring your results. How many have you sent? Who do you send them to? What kind of response do you get? How many houses did you buy from them? That kind of thing. You know the questions I'm going to ask. Our VA management will be there as well. Jennifer will be there, as well as I think we're going to have one or two there of our management there. We'll discuss virtual assistant things, how to use them, mistakes that customers make, issues that we have with each other, and you'll see the inside workings of how that works, and we'll get the full skinny on that. Our team is doing an incredible job for our clients. We're getting a lot of rave reviews, and it's growing pretty fast, so I thought we'd bring them right to you. We're going to have multiple sessions. I'm going to do, we're going to have, I think the mentors are, I believe the Iannottis are coming to this as well, if I'm not mistaken, and I think the Donners are going to be there, so I think all of our mentors are going to be at this thing, so we're going to use them. We're going to use them in a panel. And you're going to be able to pick their brains, and I'm going to let them do a session on how they run their businesses, and you'll see how they differ and how they're similar. And you'll see that they all use automation and how they use automation, because this event is about automation and systemization so that you can spend more time enjoying the business instead of working in the business. We're going to talk about roadblocks and problems, and see how many of those we can solve. We're going to have some hot seats, so be prepared to come with a sharing attitude, because if you do, you're probably going to get a lot of good feedback back from those folks in the room. There is no problem that concerns real estate that hasn't been experienced by others, including those in the room, and fixed. So it's a good environment for you to be in, and a great place for you to get help, not only from the faculty, but also from the others in the room. We have people coming to this that are relatively new, some who have not done any deals, some old battle-scarred war horses who've been around quite a while. We're going to talk about why people won't pull the trigger. With all of our mentors there, we'll be able to dig deep to see what stops folks from getting out there and getting those contracts, and we'll pull that out of you. I am pretty darn good at that. In fact, Jay is going to do his step-by-step. He's preparing a step-by-step system to get private lenders. This is not Jay's talk. Jay will be there, but you're not going to hear his regular private lending talk. He's literally going to lay out the steps step-by-step for you to do that. And he's also going to talk about how he systemizes his business. And, in fact, he's going to talk to you about how to systemize the private lending business as well. I am going to discuss with you American Home Buyer Society, which is a great little continuity program you all should be creating where you live, to where you get other people to bring in leads to you and you help them work them, and you get 50 to 75% of the profits from these folks just by helping them, pretty much kind of doing for them what the Wolves do for you in class, because that's what we do. Scott runs our group, and so far that I know of, we've done 10 deals inside of it, and they either pay or they don't pay, and frankly, I'd just assume they didn't pay, because the way we run ours is if they pay $1,000 a month, they get 50%. If they don't pay anything, they get 25%. So I just assume they didn't pay, and it is their option. And, of course, we force them to bring in leads or we kick them out. So you'll hear about all of that, and if you're interested in that, we'll have the tools for you to get started with that. Have an agreement that we've created the whole work. So that by itself could mean an awful lot of money to you in the upcoming year. And don't worry, you don't have to be a real bona fide expert to run one of these groups. You just got to be a little bit smarter than the rest of the folks there. So for some of you listening, that will apply. Some of you probably not. Right? If I can get an attorney to get my answers back, I'll share with you about the SAFE Act and the Dodd-Frank Act. I will not promise you that I can do that by then. It is getting late, and I do not have those answers back yet. In fact, we have a conference call this afternoon with an attorney on those subjects, but if I get the information between now and then, I'll let you know how and if that was going to affect us in the world of owner financing and private lending. And if I don't get it then, I will most certainly be covering it in December at our upcoming owner financing boot camp, which is December the 12th, 13th, and 14th. You guys might want to make a note of that right now, 12, 13, and 14, so that you block out those dates. I'm going to discuss what you must automate, everything, all the pieces that have to go in place for you to be able to run your business like the Wolves, or Jay, and stand back and watch the money come in. I may or may not send you, if I don't send you a questionnaire prior, we'll give you one when you check in, and I'll pick it up and I'll work from that. Okay, just so you know, we're going to start this thing at 9 a.m. on the 1st. 9 a.m. on the 1st. Would not suggest you make any evening plans right away. We'll tell you there's plenty to do in Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge. You will never run out of things to do. And these two cities are 5 miles apart, but they are long, winding, scary 5 miles because we're in the middle of the Smoky Mountains. And you will probably need a car. In fact, I would tell you that if you're not driving to this event, make plans on renting a car. And if you're going to rent a car, you might want to get on it because you're going to be flying into Knoxville and small airport. And I don't know how many cars they have available, so you better be reserving one now so that they can have it there for you instead of just hoping they have it when you arrive. The first day we're going to work. I don't know what time we're going to quit that evening, but I just don't know. I'm still working on this agenda. On the second day, we're all going to Dollywood. Global Publishing is buying the ticket to Dollywood for the master and the master's spouse. You may bring one, even two guests to this if you like, but the Dollywood tickets are going to be reserved for the principals. So if you bring somebody with you, you will be buying your own Dollywood ticket for them. You'd all want to go to Dollywood. It's really, as far as I'm concerned, is the best fun park in the country. But it's not like anything you've ever seen if you haven't been there. Let's see. I would remind you that the Wolves are doing an event on the 4th and the 5th. I would strongly encourage you all to hang around for that. And, guys, I don't know anybody better to tell them what that's all about than you, so why don't you take a minute and do that?
That is going to be, it's going to be an incredible interactive workshop. It's a game-changing 2 days. It's communication, taking action, implementation. Brian, do you want to talk for a second?
Yeah, guys, this is one of the most exciting. We're taking every concept that's the most important thing to your business and just taking it to the next level, getting more in-depth with all this stuff. And similar to a lot of the things Ron's talking about, you know I'm a big systems guy. Most of you guys know us and have met us personally. And I've poured everything into this, and we're going to be talking a lot about communication. And that's not just with buyers and sellers. You know that's kind of our specialty, but also with, you know, the other people in your business, like Ron's talking about with assistants and everything. You need the best functional communication you can get, plus then you need to take action. You know, what's Lynette's motto?
Hey, take action, implementation and taking action. And we're going to really help you overcome not only emotional and personal obstacles. We're going to be there. I mean, this is going to be an incredible interactive. This is our first ever interactive two-day workshop. It's definitely a life-changing event, you guys. You do not want to miss this.
And there is a lot of interaction. And you, just like Ron said, come ready to be open and share. And you're going to get so much out of this. You're going to leave feeling like a different person, way more powerful, way more effective. And knowing not just, you know, the mechanics of the business, but also the emotional side so that you're the most powerful, you know, communicator and action taker out there. So that's our goal for you.
Guys, you guys are starting at 9 a.m. on the 4th, and you're ending at, what, 5 p.m. on the 5th?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. You definitely, we are going to go exactly till at least 5 o'clock on the 5th. So do not miss a second of this interactive workshop.
All right. Okay, well, I'm going to open the line up here if anybody has any questions. Hello. If you, we're open line now. If you have any questions, anybody? All right. Well, good. That's noisy. So if you do have questions, go ahead and send them in to us. And if you have any suggestions on what you would like us to cover, what's bugging you? What do you need the most help on? Please send them to us here at the office ahead of time, or send them to Lynette, and she, if you're working with her, and she can forward them to us as well.
Yes.
I don't think I need to tell you guys how you need to bring these property information sheets now. I'm not going to go through that long diatribe. You all are educated now. You should know that we need them completed, so don't bring them with great big holes in them. And maybe we can get you guys a deal or two. I can tell you that Scott is very active here, and these deals are popping right and left, and if you get down to the basics and you see what to do here that needs to get done and not worry about all the other junk, you'll see that these things ain't hard to do. And Scott's got a lot to share with you as well. I'm going to have him do a session on things that he's learned lately about the axe business and how he's increasing his closing ratio, because he's really, really getting good at that. And I also forgot to tell you that I'm going to have Jay do his 8-step foreclosure letter campaign as well, that he gets a 57% response on. So a lot of good stuff coming that you won't get anywhere else during this event. And I'm glad you guys are registered. If you
want, and Ron, I did want to mention one quick thing on the 4th and 5th. We'll be doing a lot of the role-playing scenarios and going through exercises specifically designed to, you know, ensure their success with the communication. So if they have lead sheets, we're going to be doing a lot of role-playing there as well.
Okay. All right. You probably shouldn't tell them that, Lynette. You scare them.
Well, we're going to do it for them, and they're going to watch us.
Oh, all right. Okay.
That's going to help them overcome the fear. That's the key.
All right. Well, guys, we will see you in Gatlinburg on the first day of October, and come prepared the best you can and get the most out of it. And I think you're going to really, really, really be glad that you came. In fact, I know you are.
Yep.
So, again, if you have any questions, let us know. And if not, we'll see you in the Smokies.
Can't wait to see you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.